Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. On the broadcast yesterday, we moved into the last half of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and into the subject of Christian liberty, a subject which is confusing to some people and is misused deliberately, I think, by some people, and is probably misused erroneously by other people. But whatever the case may be, it's a part of God's Word that we need to be sure that we understand correctly. And so Paul gets into that into 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It is the fourth major problem of the church in Corinth, as Paul is dealing with problem after problem after problem. He starts with addressing divisions in the church, and then secondly, immorality in the church, and thirdly, lawsuits in the church, and now finally, misuse of Christian liberty in the church. And so we're going to be looking at this section. We introduced it on the broadcast yesterday, and we will continue it today. But what we're going to see in verses 12 through 20 of 1 Corinthians 6 is the following. Number one, the libertarians' claim. That's given to us in verse 12. Number two, the libertarians' rationale, verse 13. What is his argument? What is his logic for the claim that he makes in verse 12, that all things are lawful for me? And then finally, the libertarian's correction in verses 14 through 20, as Paul corrects him very clearly, and there are seven statements that correct this false libertarian theology. So that's where we are going on the Beacon Broadcast today on this Tuesday, September 7. We're glad that you are aboard. We're glad that some of you are helping us with the finances necessary to keep teaching God's Word on this station. All right, first of all, the libertarians claim, verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought into the power of any. Now, it's that first statement that is the libertarians' claim. All things are lawful for me. That is evidently a slogan of libertarianism that Paul is quoting in order to refute it. This is what some people say. All things are lawful for me. Referring correctly, if they're using it properly, referring correctly to the doing away of obsolete Mosaic regulations, such as dietary requirements. Those are now gone. All things are lawful for me in that particular category. As, for example, all foods are now permissible for me to eat. The Old Testament Jew could not eat pork, but as a New Covenant Christian, I can. I have that liberty. That's lawful for me. The Old Covenant Jews could not eat shrimp, but under New Covenant law, which is different from the Old Covenant law, I can. I can eat shrimp. All things are lawful for me. I'm perfectly free to eat all of these things that were forbidden to the people of God in the Old Testament. That doesn't mean that I necessarily will. So some of these things I may not enjoy eating, so I'm not certainly required to. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that because now it's permissible to eat pork that you're required to. Some things I may enjoy eating, but I've come to the conclusion it's better to not eat them. I went through a pretty extended period in my life where I didn't eat pork or ate nearly no pork at all, decided that it was not good for me, and now I do eat it moderately, but not heavily. I try not to eat any red meats heavily, just simply as a matter of health, as a matter of what I understand to be a good diet, a good healthy diet. But it's got nothing to do with the law of God, nothing whatsoever. I understand that as a New Covenant believer, I am free to eat whatever I choose. Thank you. And please don't you start telling me that I am not free to eat this, I'm not free to eat that, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't eat that, that eating this or that is displeasing to God. Whoa, you're way out of line. All things in regard to foods are lawful for me. But this libertarian's claim, all things are lawful for me, was apparently misused by some people as a declaration of unrestricted freedom, as if to say, there are now no laws, no regulations, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. Not in the area of dietary laws, not in the area of ceremonial laws, but in the area of moral laws. I'm free to get drunk if I want to. Don't you be a legalist and tell me that I can't do that. Well, dear friends, I'm not being a legalist to tell you that. I'm simply explaining New Covenant, that is, New Testament scriptures that tell you that that's wrong. That's a sin. And on it goes. Some people apparently used this slogan as support for illicit sexual activity. And I think there's some people doing the very same thing today. Don't you be a legalist and tell me I can't do that. It's not being a legalist to tell you to do that. I'm not becoming a Pharisee. I'm not adding to Scripture when I tell you that God's Word is clear, that marriage is honorable and all, and the marriage bed is undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Don't tell me that adultery, don't tell me that extramarital sex or premarital sex is okay, that it's lawful for a New Testament Christian. It is not. Capital N, capital O, capital T. It is not okay. It is a sin. But that's the way people misuse this concept of Christian liberty. So how did Paul respond? Well, he did so by declaring the reality of sin. Keep reading in this chapter and you come to verse 18. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That's in the section on Christian liberty. Does that sound like we have liberty, Christian liberty, to engage in extramarital sex? It doesn't sound like that to me, and it doesn't sound like that to you if you'll read what it says. There is such a thing as sin. The law of Christian liberty does not give me liberty to sin. And the Bible defines what is sin. The New Testament defines what is sin. Christian liberty never, ever, ever justifies sin. But Paul also adds to qualifying stipulations even to things that are legitimate. Back to verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but, here's the but, all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but, here's another but, I will not be brought into the power of any. Two qualifying stipulations. We could summarize them in two questions that we should ask about any activity that we are considering. Number one, is it beneficial? Number two, is it safe? Is it beneficial? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. Even among those things that are permissible, not everything is helpful. Going back to the argument about dietary regulations, it's probably not beneficial for me to eat pork sausage every day. Certainly not two or three times a day. That's probably not beneficial. No, that's an area that each person's going to have to decide for himself. I can't impose that upon you. I can't come along and say, you are violating the law of God by eating pork. Stop doing that. But you have to ask the question, is this beneficial? Is this good for me? It may be legal. It may be lawful, but that doesn't mean that it's helpful, doesn't mean that it's beneficial, doesn't mean that it's good for you. And the second question is it safe? That's the idea, I will not be brought under the power of any, or not under the mastery of any. In other words, this may be lawful, but will it bring me into bondage? A lot of times that has to do with things that are lawful but are enjoyed or are participated in excess. All food is lawful for me, but overeating can bring me into bondage to food, brings me under the power of food. I can't control my appetite. I can't control my eating. I can't keep myself from eating too much and gaining too much weight and harming myself in that way. And that takes us back to question number one again. Is it beneficial? And there are certain things that they may be legitimate, but they also may be dangerous if you overdo them. Of course, we think about drugs in our day. And in the area of legal drugs, we don't need to talk about illegal ones at this point, because if it's illegal, if it's contrary to the law, then we're not supposed to partake. But prescription drugs, they may be lawful. They are. There's nothing illegal about them. A doctor can prescribe them. But we have to be careful, because we can become addicted to them. We can be harmed by them. I've got the Christian liberty to take these opioids if I want to, but not if you're going to be brought under the power of them in such a way that you are dependent upon them and that they make you addicted and they bring harm to you. That's not honoring to God, is it now? So this very Christian liberty, in some ways, requires more of us than the Old Testament regulations. The Old Testament regulations laid it all out. You didn't have to make any decisions. You didn't have to use your own brain to figure out what was helpful and what was not. It was all stipulated for you, and anything that was allowed under those regulations, you could be almost 100% certain that it was okay, that it wasn't going to be a problem for you. But under the new covenant, where you have Christian liberty, now you're going to have to exercise your mind. It may be lawful, but is it beneficial? It may be lawful, but is it safe? And those are the kind of questions that will need to be answered, and you are foolish if you don't answer those questions. Being lawful and being helpful can be two entirely different things. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.